Welcome back to Twinkle's channel podcast episode. Hope you're all doing fantastic. This is a Saturday afternoon. I have been doing podcasts back to back since morning. It's been a month. I think December 31st was my last podcast, and I'm doing after nearly 1 month. So I've lined up left, right and center. I'm doing podcasts, and all these podcasts were not free flow talk because I have been writing this somewhere in some media, and I'm just reiterating it to my podcast friends. So this is about, today's topic is about power of smaller steps, and this is about a shameful experience. I'm feeling embarrassed to share this, but I thought I should show some vulnerability on how lazy I am, so that my audience would get that motivation to not be like me. So here is it. If there is anything humanly impossible for me to do, a Herculean task to do, it's folding my hundreds of clothes into wardrobes. Really, I have lots of clothes, like especially tops, dresses, tunics, like that, all blouses that I have, and I'm crazy fond in collecting that. And my mom used to scold me, why are you wasting money and investing money on clothes, which is going to be of no use. But for me, I like how face is an index of mine. Clothing is an index for personality, and when you make an impression with strangers, the first 20-30 seconds is when they're going to judge you, and they don't know anything about you, right? Your character, your habits, your lifestyle, your skills, they don't know anything. They just judge you based on how you look, how you present yourself. Are you presenting yourself confidently, or are you presenting yourself in a pleasing way? So that's what makes you as you, right? So this is why I groom myself, and also I think I'm a Virgo, and Virgo has these kind of traits, feminine traits, to make ourselves look beautiful, to dress well, to do makeup, and all these feminine things that I generally love to do. So that is why I upgrade my wardrobe with lots of clothes. Actually, my mom makes sense, because clothes is not an investment, and anyways it's going to fade, it's going to be torn, and all these things are there. But still, clothes are a part of our personality, right? So I'm fond of it. Anyways, so the point here is, I have terrible, miserable time folding my clothes, and so I pile it up. I procrastinate so much to a point, days became weeks, week became months, wardrobe ended looking really awful, like that. I can make some faces. In fact, I myself did not like my own wardrobe. It was like pile of mountain. And during Christmas holidays, I decided to finally do it. It's Lord Jesus' birthday, no? So that's why. So day one, actually it was 5-day holiday that I had, because I've taken a year-end break, but I could not go to the vacation where I've planned to go because it was super misty and there were practical difficulties traveling, and I had to cancel a trip that I actually planned. So I had got that 5 days of a break period after a long time. I generally don't take breaks from work. I'm always workaholic, always love to go to office kind of a person, so that nerdy. And for me, this 5 days was like I planned a lot of things for vacay, right from clothes to accessories, from everything. I've all kept it ready and set, and it got cancelled at the last moment. So this 5 days, what I did was, I did something interesting every 5 days. So I went and did some modeling shoot for 1 day. I went to an orphanage where I spent time with the kids for 1 day, being a Santa to them, presenting some gifts and stationaries and all that. It was a very nice, lovely evening that I had. And one more day on podcast, one more some art, like that. I spent time on my various hobbies that I have. So that all among that, so day one, day two, day three, I kept on postponing this folding clothes thing because folding clothes was on my list, but I never dared to do that. So I realized I am super lazy. It's a shame on me to the designation I hold in my company, my workplace, the good name I have. But after all, folding clothes, man, oh boy. So what happened was, probably I was thinking to even seek help, outsource to my maid, and in literally I asked her once, would you be able to help me with my pile of mountain of clothes? And she was like, madam, I already have a shoulder ache, I can't do this. Even she was terribly afraid to do that, so it came back to me. So clothes piled up like a huge mountain. I got tired just by thinking of even the thought of folding the two wardrobe full of clothes was like super hard to me. And day three, I pulled up my strength, all my strength. I decided I am gonna do it. No matter what, I will do it. And the way I tried to do it, it was okay. I can't do the entire two wardrobe, like I think five to five racks are there, around 10 racks of clothes. I thought 10 I can't do all at once, but at least a little, at least one rack I'll try to do. This is what I initially thought. Then I set aside just 30 minutes of my time for one rack and one shelf only, not the whole wardrobe itself. There is this movie in Hotstar, it's called Parking. It had got some good concept, okay? Two neighbors fight for the parking space and how they end up getting into a lawful situation. So it was fun to watch. What I did was I played that parking movie in my mobile from Hotstar. I kept it in the shelf and I started folding. It was good. I was multitasking. I was watching the movie plus I was doing it. And so what I did was just first 5 minutes was for very hard for me. It was super difficult to focus on folding clothes because there are things that we love to do. There are things that we hate to do. Say, for example, things that I love to do is doing this podcast at the moment, because podcast is a kind of my cup of tea, because I like speaking. I like speaking a lot. I like writing. I like writing a lot. I like to do artwork. Everything is like whatever I love to do, it comes with interest. Something that I hate to do, like folding clothes, I don't have interest at all. So for the first 5 minutes, I thought, focus, twinkle, focus. And then apparently later on, after concentrating for the first 5 minutes, it became little easy, and I got pulled into the urge to finish what I've started. I got vibed into it, and with my favorite music on Spotify at one point, and the Hotstar parking movie on what I was seeing. So everything together, rack one was finally done. Yay! I deserve an award for this. And then after finishing one rack, I felt super satisfied. Like there are some videos in media and all, right? They post emotionally satisfying watch to see when people clean up things and all. Likewise, I had an emotionally satisfying feeling on that day. I felt so good after folding one rack of clothes. And then I treated myself. I took a break. I became my own cheerleader, as always, because nobody cheers me. Whatever I post, nobody likes. Whatever I do, nobody, likes means, of course, people, I think my friends like me, and in a general pulse, I have felt people have always liked my sweetness and all these things. But like on my post in medias, I am not getting. So that is fine. I'm still growing. I'm still learning. And I don't really care who validates or who doesn't validate, because for me, I'm my own cheerleader. And so I did pat on my back for folding this one rack of clothes. I did a little dance. I don't know dancing at all, but I like dancing. You know, this Big Boss, have you seen in Big Boss, they'll play one music in the morning and the contestants go dance in the morning. Likewise, I literally do it. I wake up, first I pray to Baba, and then what I do, I put Spotify, there is on repeat playlist, and then there will be dance numbers. I wake up and literally I do a little happy dance in the morning, because it boosts up the mood, it sets the mood for the day. So I'm very particular in creating positive vibe, positive aura, positive mood around me. So I do this little dance, and I did the little dance after folding the clothes in the rack. And one more secret thing I tell you, hush hush thing, do not please tell to anyone. I had a cheat cake on that day. I'm on diet, as many of you know. I'm very cautious in what I'm eating, because I don't know it is genetics or I don't know what, even a little extra I have one day, next day my face becomes fat and I very soonly I put weight. So I have to control a lot to maintain the way I look. From 70 kg in 2022 2021 in 2024 I think I am now in 40 40-ish 43-ish. I'm not sure, I haven't checked my weight at least lately, but I am, people say that I've reduced a lot because I compromise a lot, I sacrifice a lot. I eat only two times. I've already did a separate podcast on weight tips, weight loss tips, and please hear it out. It's about two times I have chapati and a lot of salad, veg salad, and sometimes fruit juices monthly once, and that's all about it. And it's a very boring food cycle that I have, but that's the only thing that helped me reduce weight. So you listen to that podcast, that is different story. So basically what I've tried to say was on that rack folding thing, right, I had this cheat cake. And I was super delicious because I was patting on myself. Patting on my back became my own cheerleader. I wanted to treat myself for the good work that I have done. And then I took a little break and then I went back to do rack two. That is shelf two in my first wardrobe. So back after break for 30 to 40 minutes, I was focusing on rack two. Although this all might sound petty to you all listeners, what is she even speaking? After all, rack folding, she made a podcast about it. I know what you're thinking, but maybe to you it is petty. For me, it is a huge big thing that I really wanted to outsource or engage a personal robot to take care of folding my clothes. It's like that difficult to me, you know. So no amount of, you know, at work I had been put into various physically emotionally tiring situations, like where I have to follow up with people, a lot of responsibilities on my head. I never ever felt tired doing my job. I always love to do the work that was assigned to, even the ones which used to appear Herculean to others. To me, it never was. I always loved, hungry for work. I like to do work. That's how I'm super workaholic and super sincere to whichever work that has been delegated to me. But folding clothes is beyond my territory. And actually after all this, I did rack 3, rack 4 also in intervals. It almost took half a day, I could recall. I started at around 10-ish and then by 3, 4, I think by 4:30 I got done with it. It was physically tiring day for me, but it was emotionally satisfying. Why? Because to see the folded clothes and organized, when you declutter things at your home, you get that kind of satisfaction, right? I had that. So finally, by end of that evening, around 5-ish, one wardrobe task was completed successfully. And I felt like having a trophy in hand. And then next day, I repeated the same with other wardrobe 2. So all the story, moral of the story that I would like to say here is, beginnings are always the hardest, especially when we hate it, especially when we fear to do it. Even the humongous task of folding two rack clothes, like 10 racks, two wardrobe clothes that I folded back to back on two different days. It was physically tiring and emotionally satisfying. But when I was procrastinating for a long time, and when the actual moment happened, the beginning was the toughest for me. But What I learned from this is we have to fight through our procrastination, split the whole big mountainish fear into little tiny simpler doable tasks. Even if it's turtle speed, it's still okay. Slow progress is still progress. I love this quote. Slow progress is still progress, right? Until you clog and sit there somewhere, give up the thought of doing that is not right. But if you make little progress, it's still good. But only rule is we have to force ourselves to be consistent in this race. Say for example, have you heard of 2 minute rule? I think I've heard about it in one of the media reels or post. I don't recall from where I read it, but 2 minute rule is a excellent philosophy. If you haven't it already, please Google and find it. Whatever we do for the first 2 minutes, we focus on and put a concentration in that the first 2 minutes of attention is very important to do any task. Say for example, you wanted to do exercise but you don't have that motivation. Just keep make your mind and say, okay, I'll do for first 2 minutes only. And you do for 2 minutes and you will get into the habit of doing even more. The first 2 minutes are always harder. Like whatever we don't like to do, just keep a 2 minutes timer. Okay, I'll only do this for 2 minutes and then it'll eventually fall in place. So anything is possible if we focus on the smaller steps. Say for example, if you have a bigger goal, the goal, say you want to buy a cruise for about many crores, it is definitely not possible, right? As it sounds, yeah, maybe it is possible, but what I'm trying to say, it's not possible overnight, right? It takes some time. So instead of thinking of buying a cruise from day one, take it from the smaller steps. Plan how you're gonna buy the cruise. Do you have any other financial sources? Are you planning to do in any other way? Do you have investment? If carefully planning steps for a bigger goal and strategizing it. That's what we generally do at work, right? But I think this should be applicable even in real life and every situation. Strategize, set timer, especially 2 minute rule to focus. Break your to-dos into little steps if you find it like very hard for you to do. Doable tiny tasks. Put yourself into mood while doing that. Remember what I did? I played Spotify music, I put my mobile and I was watching this Parking Ka movie in Hotstar, and I treated myself with cake and everything. So when you are doing something you find it harder to do, make yourself in the mood and the vibe to do it, like by treating yourself well. Be your own cheerleader. Celebrate even tiny milestones, like how I did. 1 rack I completed and then I went to have a cheat cake. Likewise, please energize yourself. While you're still struggling, as no one will do it for you, because you have to celebrate your own milestone, because no one will do it for you, because it's your milestone, you have achieved it, you have put in the effort, and repeat until you perfect it. So just once you have done it and I'm all done, I've done for the day, not like that. We have to consistently keep doing to achieve success. So repeat until you perfect it and be consistent onwards and upwards till the end goal. Try to be true to yourself. Although this journey of challenging beginnings to steady state would be extremely hard, be true to yourself. That is very important. So I was true to myself because I promised myself on the Christmas holidays, I'll definitely fold my clothes in the wardrobe. How much ever hard it seemed like a mountain, I was true to myself. I kept my word up. I promised myself I'll do and I've done it. So likewise, try to be true to yourself. Keep your promises. Although this journey of challenging beginnings to steady state would be extremely hard, seek help, support, learn, grow, offer help, even innovate. Take people along with you in this journey, like how I'm doing the podcast after I learned this bigger lesson of just folding the clothes in my wardrobe. Embrace every moment, keep going, keep walking, and trust the process. The universe will definitely help you. I hope this helps you. Don't procrastinate like me. Don't be like me. don't keep a pile of mountain full of clothes in your wardrobe like me. Try to follow this little tips that I've given you today, and maintain a good wardrobe. And also, on a bigger plan, break your tasks into smaller doable tasks. Encourage yourself to do more and more, and your life will be great. Have a fantastic weekend. Love and light to everyone you are listening, and you will be good. And be well. Cheers.